Polaris honorensis, these are the cocoons found in the tomato plant. Camporeris honorensis is a solitary larval endoparasitoid that has been reported in about 30 different hosts, mostly Lepidoptera nutria. This parasitoid is found from Chile to Canada and has been selected as a biological control agent for the Helicoverpa species and for the fall armyworm Spodoptera frugiperda. This is the adult. And Trichoplusia nigh, Cabbage looper, is a species that is a neotropical origin. It's a main problem in different crops and has been reported feeding on about more than 160 species, but it's better known as an economical problem in the brassica crops. Every year, Trichoplusia nigh migrate from the southern state of the United States of America to Canada and has become a main problem in the vegetable greenhouses in Canada. This is the damage on tomato fruits. In my studies for my master's degree, I found that Camporeris honorensis parasitizing Cabas looper in tomato greenhouses, and in my research I found that Camporeris honorensis is the most abundant parasitoid of the Trichoplusia nigh, and I found up to 80% parasitism of the second instar of the Trichoplusia nigh under field conditions. And also I found Camporeris honorensis as a positive density dependence factor in the regulation of the population of Trichoplusia nigh. Here, host size preference and fitness of Camporeris honorensis. My objectives were to measure which larval stage of Trichoplusia nigh is the preferred host of the Camporeris honorensis and to measure the effect of the different age larval classes of Trichoplusia nigh on parasitism of spring sex ratio, mortality, and development time parameters of Camporeris honorensis. Methods, in these little cages, I use one Camporeris honorensis male female with 20 Trichoplusia nigh larvae on each size classes for 24 hours. The size classes were 2 to 8 days old. And I choose these ages because, as I said before, the parasitism, the preference is the second instar. And from 3 to 7 days old is the development of the second instar. I did seven treatments, the different ages, and 10 replicates. Parameters I evaluate was parasitism, the parasitation rate, emergency rate, and no emergency rate. Of spring sex parameters, I evaluate the male rate, female rate, sex ratio, and mortality. It was the mortality rate, corrected mortality rate, and the development time parameters were parasitation to cocoon formation to adult emergency, and parasitation to adult emergency or total development time. Results. In here is the mean, you can see the mean percentage. In here, the different ages, 2 to 8 days old larva. This is parasitism rate, emergency rate, and an emergency rate. We see that there was a difference in the parasitism, and it was lower in the youngest stages, and it was lower in the older stages. The highest parasitism was found in 3 to 5 days old larva. And this represents that this is the preference of the parasitoid, or better to say that it's the more suitable stages for the development of Camporeris honorensis. Also, this is important because in order to develop a mass breeding system for this parasitoid, these are gonna be the stages to go, and also this is gonna be the stage to evaluate any biological approach against the Trichoplusia nigh. Here the 3 to 5 days represent the late first instar and to early second instar of the Trichoplusia nigh. And here we see the same pattern. The parasitism emergency was lower in the small in the youngest stages and in the oldest stages, and was higher in 3 to 5 days old. And the no emergency rate was no different, but it was related to the increase in parasitism. And here we see the male emergency and female emergency. We see the same pattern than in before in the parasitism rate. The male emergency and female emergency were lower in the youngest stages and on the oldest stages, and was higher in 3 to 5 days old larva. The offspring sex ratio, the offspring sex ratio was no different from 0.5. It means that the sex ratio was equal for female and males, and there was no difference between the different ages of the triclosan. Percent mortality and corrected mortality was higher in the youngest stages and lower in the oldest one. This corrected mortality is important if we are thinking to evaluate the right to evaluate the real effect of the Campolaris on Trichoplusiani, because this corrected mortality has to be added to the rate of parasitism. This means that the Campolaris sinensis is killing about for 4 days old at 50%. Oh, sorry. And it has to be added in here. 10%, about 10%, it will be that it's the total mortality of Trichoplusiani is about 60%. And here we see the developmental time parameters and the host ages. The developmental time was longer in the youngest stages and shorter in the old ones. In this, I agree the conclusion of Collinet et al. 2005. And they say that in younger host stages that had fewer resources available, the immature parasitoid may need to slow down his development until the host has reached a sufficient size. Conclusion, 3 to 5 days old or of Trichoplusiani represent the most preferred host stage of the larval endoparasitoid Campolaris sinensis. The higher suitability of 3 to 5 days old larva result in more parasitized larva, a higher rate of successful parasitoid emergency, a higher rate of female emergency, and a lower rate of immature parasitoid mortality. The fitness gain of Campolaris sinensis on 2 days old larva and 6 to 8 days old larva of Trichoplusiani is negatively affected by the trade-off between the different physiological and behavioral characteristics influencing the suitability as a host of Campolaris sinensis. The second study is the reproduction of Campolaris sinensis and their laboratory conditions. And here the objective was to measure and evaluate the potential and realized fertility parameters of Campolaris sinensis and to develop the life table statistic for Campolaris sinensis as an endoparasitoid of Trichoplusiani method. In the same cages I showed before, I used one Campolaris sinensis male female and 3 to 4 days old Trichoplusiani larva introduced daily until the death of the parasitoids. I used 12 parasitoid, female parasitoids. The results, the mean values for oviposition schedules of Campolaris sinensis, I found a longevity of about 34 days, oviposition period of almost 23 days, and a constant oviposition period of about 60 days, and a post-oviposition period of about 12 days. The mean values of the realized fertility and fecundity. The realized fecundity was about 67 progeny, and the fecundity about 60. And here I found a big some difference with other studies. For example, with Hugh and Vincent 2000, the realized fecundity was 88 offspring on Helicoverpa virescens. It's not really big difference, but the studies of Eisenhower 1986, he found an offspring of 222. I believe that the difference, mostly with Eisenhower results, are because the host size, the host density, the host species, superparasitism, parasitized host survival, and misidentification of the parasitoid species. In the studies I am doing right now, I am finding about 20% of superparasitism. Lifestyle of parameters in here, the most important is the intrinsic rate of natural increase, because this is one of the most important criteria for selecting natural enemies. And this is if this increase rate of natural increase is equals or higher than the rate of the host, is one of the most important criteria for selecting natural enemies. And in this case, it's higher, as you can see. This is the survival and fecundity curve of Campolaris sonorensis. This is the survival, and here is the daily progeny. And I found that at to about 18 days, there is no difference in the daily fecundity. And in terms of developing a mastering system, it won't be worth it to go over 18 days. Conclusion: reproductive parameters and lifetime statistics of Campolaris sonorensis have been measured. The intrinsic rate of natural increase for fertility and realized fecundity of Campolaris sonorensis were larger than those obtained for a trichoplusiae, and for a mass reading system of Campolaris sonorensis under the condition described here, it will not be worth it keeping female parasitoid for more than 18 days. Thank you to everybody who has collaborated in my project, and you have any questions? In the first study?
Yeah. This is one of the different age classes. Did you do any control for body size as a whole?
Yeah, just a general. It was chosen I just evaluated the mortality rate and the corrected mortality. Yeah. Thank you.